But temptation succeeds temptation, and one compliance prepares us for another. We in time lose the happiness of innocence, and solace our disquiet with sensual gratifications. By degrees we let fall the remembrance of our original intention, and quit the only adequate object of rational desire. We entangle ourselves in business, immerge ourselves in luxury, and rove through the labyrinths of inconstancy, till the darkness of old age begins to invade us, and disease and anxiety obstruct our way. We then look back upon our lives with horror, with sorrow, and with repentance, and wish, but too often vainly wish, that we had not forsaken the paths of virtue. Happy are they, my son, who shall learn from thy example not to despair, but shall remember that though the day is past and their strength is wasted, there yet remains one effort to be made, that reformation is never hopeless, nor sincere endeavors ever unassisted, that the wanderer may at length return after all his errors, and that he who implores strength and courage from above shall find danger and difficulty give way before him. Go now, my son, to thy repose. Commit thyself to the care of omnipotence, and when the morning calls again to toil, begin anew thy journey and thy life.